Another conference that has had a great impact on the college football playoff and national championship the last few years is the Atlantic Coast Conference. Of course, the ACC. Clemson went all the way to the national title game last year before coming up just short in a brilliant game against Alabama. And a few years ago, we saw Florida State win the national title. I'm Jacob Bunn, and I'll be joined by the college football professor in a moment. Welcome to the BunnSports.com podcast at BunnSports.com. Today, we are previewing the ACC. Can Clemson do it again? Can North Carolina repeat as Coastal Division champions? It's football season is right around the corner, and it's time to preview this conference. So, Professor, welcome in. And this is an interesting conference as you look at it from top to bottom. Very top-heavy in the last few years. Do you think they'll erase some of that this year?
Jacob, you're right. In the ACC, really, it seems like they have some teams beginning to make a move. I mean, for instance, the University of North Carolina made a move last year. But the big question is, will the ACC become more than a two-team league?
Right.
Now, last year, UNC jumped up in the Coastal. In the last 3 years, if I'm not mistaken, either FSU or Clemson were the only undefeated teams in the nation at the end of the regular season. So here we are, ready for that FSU-Clemson game this year.
Florida State and Clemson, like Alabama and LSU, has had an impact on the national title game the last few years, and one of the only games to have a direct impact on that the last few years. So my question to you is, will it be more than a two-team league this year?
Well, I think there's one thing we can say for sure, Jacob, that we've got a race in the Coastal when you think about Miami.
Yeah, but are those teams in the Coastal, are they going to be improved? I mean, there's always a good race to see who wins it, but are we going to see a championship contender in that Coastal?
I think it either of those two teams are capable opponent in their championship game. But another thing along that line is that the question I would have of you, will the new coaches in the ACC begin to change the landscape when we think about Virginia Tech and Miami?
I think Mark Richt is going to have an immediate impact. In fact, I think Miami will win double digits, 10 games this year. I think Bronco Mendenhall from BYU to Virginia is going to have a big impact. And, of course, as you mentioned, we know Justin Fuente taking over at Virginia Tech and then Dino Babers at Syracuse. I don't know how much of an impact he'll have. But, yes, I think Fuente and Richt are going to both have big impacts.
I think Pat Narduzzi is already making an impact
at
Pittsburgh. And I'll say this. If he stays at Pittsburgh long term, you're going to see Pittsburgh move up in I don't know how many years, but in the near future, they'll be one of the strongest teams in the ACC.
Well, let's dig in here. Let's go team by team as we usually do. We'll start with the Atlantic Division, and we have coming in at the bottom of the Atlantic Division, we have the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Well, actually, the Boston College, they're both tied, but Boston College and Wake Forest coming in at the bottom. What's the key for these two teams this year if they're going to try to make a bowl?
I think the key for Wake Forest this year, since Tim Duncan has retired from the San Antonio Spurs, they need to check to see if he has any eligibility in football left at Wake Forest and let him come back and play wide receiver. I think he'd catch a few balls. But at the same time, they do have one outstanding player that I can think of, and that's that tight end, Cam Sergine. I think he's really an outstanding player. But Wake Forest is going to have a lot of difficulty.
And this is a division, the ACC Atlantic, that I personally think is one of the best in college football and can be even better. And it's because of these four teams, Boston College, Wake Forest, Syracuse, and North Carolina State. We already know kind of how good Florida State, Clemson, and Louisville are. Well, we know. It's not kind of. We know. But North Carolina, Syracuse, Wake Forest, and Boston College are teams that I think could be really good and could elevate this division. So it's going to be interesting to see how they roll. Syracuse, what do you say about the Orange heading into this year?
Well, there again, you've got a new coach. And when you think about Dino Babers, I don't know if he's a singer or coach. That name sounds like Dino would be a good singer. But I think he will make an immediate difference. You know, he comes out of the background of Art Briles, and of course on his way from
not a bad background,
right? But on his way from Baylor, he's made quick stops. I mean, they were pit stops. I better not say pit stops because that might make people think I'm talking about Pittsburgh. But he has made short stops at two different places, you know, Eastern Michigan and Bowling Green. And Jacob, on both occasions, he had those teams in the first year he was there, he had them really humming. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see something out of him pretty quickly.
So there's a pattern of success, you're seeing there. Another team that I think is on the rise, and we picked them to finish fourth in the ACC Atlantic, 7-6 a year ago with an appearance in the Belk Bowl. That's North Carolina State. Of course, Dave Doran, the head coach there, he's going into his fourth season. I like this team. I like this coach. I think this is a program that you better be careful about.
Well, they will start off probably with a 3-0 record. But then they play Notre Dame, yeah, Clemson, it's Louisville, tough, and Boston College right in the row. That's going to be
and
very
then who,
tough.
Who do they play after Boston College?
Yeah.
Florida State.
Yeah, that's very tough. But they have some good pieces. I think one of the bright young new players they've got is Jaquan Pass. He's a quarterback. He'll be a freshman. I don't know if he'll get a lot of playing time this year, but I think he's a good player for the future for them.
A 9-win team we project this year will be the Louisville Cardinals. And, of course, Bobby Petrino, he's going into his seventh season, but his third year, his seventh season at Louisville, his third year since he returned to the Cardinals. Okay, how are they going to fare this year, and could they get into the mix at all with the Florida State and Clemson and be right there for that Atlantic title?
Well, he made a trip over to a famous racetrack trying to see if he could get some of those thoroughbreds to play receiver for him, but they found out that that was against the rules, so he's going to have to depend on his defense. Even though he's an offensive genius, he has really good defense, and I think his best player this year is a linebacker by the name of Devontae Fields. And then probably the second best player is Keith Kelsey, another linebacker.
Okay, but so you're not even putting Lamar Jackson, who I think is one of the top quarterbacks returning this year, in that category. That's very interesting.
Well, I was going to say he's probably the third best. I'm just saying those two linebackers may be the best two players on the team, and then they have a very explosive quarterback. So they could do some damage.
Dangerous team. Another explosive quarterback, and we all know him, and that's Deshaun Watson, probably the Heisman frontrunner. We predict Clemson going 10-2. I know that's probably going to disappoint a lot of Tiger fans, but we just think Clemson, I personally think they will lose to Auburn, although with the news about Javon Robinson breaking, I'm not so sure about that prediction anymore. And I also think they're going to lose to Florida State. I think it's not going to be the same type year for Clemson. I think they'll have a little bit of a letdown.
Well, it's okay for us to differ with each other. I guess we don't have to be in lockstep. I don't see them beating Auburn at all. Because
losing
to
Auburn, you mean?
I don't see them losing at Auburn at all, yes. They've got a strong offensive line by some measures. Some people have said they got the best receiving core in the country. And everybody says they got the best quarterback in the country. And then when you think about the fact they've got good running back, they have a good offensive line led by Mitch Hott, and they have a great tight end in Jordan Leggett.
Mm-hmm. So they're loaded.
They are. They're loaded. They have another running back that's coming in this year as a freshman who could, you know, he could be a difference maker this year, Tarvin Fencer. So I think Clemson's going to be really good.
Well, another team that's loaded, and they had a disappointing year last year, and they went 10-3. Disappointing year, and they went 10-3, and that's the Florida State Seminoles. We have them winning the ACC Atlantic this year, going 11-1 in the regular season with their only loss to the Miami Hurricanes in the regular season. What do you think about Florida State this year? They're a real playoff contender.
I'm going to say this. Deshaun Watson does not have Player of the Year wrapped up in the ACC.
Mm.
I think that Dalvin Cook could be. I mean, he is a very exciting player. I think he might be the best player in the ACC. They have a strong offensive line that's headed up by Roderick Johnson. They have defense. I mean, they just have all kind of players on defense. And their best newcomer may be an offensive lineman by the name of Landon Dickerson.
And you don't know how the play of redshirt freshman DeAndre Francois is going to be at quarterback. That could be a liability for the Noles this year. We'll have to wait and see. But that's the only uncertainty about this team.
I think that is the question for FSU.
All right, well, let's transition now to the Coastal. We've run through the seven teams in the Atlantic. We'll give you the Coastal. As you know, we think Florida State wins the ACC Atlantic. But we'll start with Virginia. Not a whole lot coming back for the Cavs this year. They're trying to break in a new coach, as we mentioned. Bronco Mendenhall takes over in at Virginia. We think they're going 3-9 this year, 0-8 in ACC play. It's going to be a rebuilding year.
It is, but somehow Bronco, he has that ability to get people to play at a high level. And if he can do that, they could make a little bit of noise. I think, Jacob, that the key to them having a better than advertised season, they have two defensive players who are probably the best difference makers on the team. A linebacker by the name of Mitch Kaiser, who is a junior, and a defensive back named Quinn Blanding. And both of those are juniors. They're experienced, and they're talented, good players.
I know you're a big fan of Paul Johnson, the head football coach at Georgia Tech. They run the triple option. They tend to have pretty good seasons because of it. Defenses aren't prepared for it. They don't face it a lot, so they don't really have a lot of experience with stopping it. But this year, we think it's going to be a disappointing year. 4-8, 1-7 in ACC play. Is there any hope for Georgia Tech this year?
Yes, and okay. That is Justin Thomas. If he has – last year, I thought he had a very, very below par year for him. The year before, he had a really good season. And they have one outstanding player in a linebacker by the name of P.J. Davis, who is a senior who can give leadership to the defense. Maybe they could improve, but I think the key, I mean, this is the key that unlocks the door for Georgia Tech is Justin Thomas.
Has to be. Fifth we have finishing in the ACC Coastal is the Virginia Tech Hokies, and they are taking over that program after years under head football coach Frank Beamer is Justin Fuente from Memphis. The Hokies were 7-6 a year ago. We have them going 5-7 this year and just missing out on a bowl. 4-4, 500 in ACC play. Talk about the Hokies.
Well, you know, we talk about from rags to riches, and we can talk about the new and the old, you know, new wineskins and that kind of thing. But, you know, I think that when you look at this, you do see the new and Justin Fuente. And then you see the old, Bud Foster. How many years? I think he's been there about 20 years. I'm not sure how many. But that's the key. But here's the one player I think that could help them and make a difference, and that is a wide receiver by the name of Isaiah Ford. Now, Jacob, I believe that he is one of the most clutch pass receivers in the entire country. He catches it in the clutch. He's the one that makes the big play.
They're going to need him this year for sure. Fourth in the ACC Coastal, we have Duke, the Duke Blue Devils. Last year, they went 8-5. Now, it wasn't good enough to get them in the ACC title game, but 8-5 is pretty good when your name is Duke and you're playing football. So this year, they'll try to get back there again. 6-6 is what we predict the Blue Devils will finish at. 4-4 in ACC play. Talk about the job that David Cutcliffe has done. Ninth season there. He's just a tremendous head coach.
Well, you know, there are a few teams that you can say this about, but you have to say that Duke, their most valuable player, is their coach. and he's the one that is the difference maker for them. He makes a difference. I don't know what it is about him, but he's able to put the pieces together. He has a new offensive coordinator, I think, this year by the name of Zach Roper. And so we'll see what happens with Duke. But I think they will be they'll be a good team. You wouldn't want to play them. But at the same time, they're going to win a whole lot of games.
Another team that went 8-5 last year, and they return 8 starters on both offense and defense, is the Pittsburgh Panthers. And you mentioned them earlier. This is not just – if you're going to roll in and play Pittsburgh this year, to use one of your colorful analogies, it's not going to be a pit stop to roll into Pittsburgh and play at Heinz Field, right? Pittsburgh Panthers, we think they're going 7-5 and 5-3. They're going to have a good year.
I think the one thing for Pitt, now, Jacob, you tell me what you think will happen in these games. I think the one thing for their season, it's unusual to say this, it's not going to be their non-conference schedule, not their conference schedule, because early on they play Penn State and Oklahoma State.
Now, and those, don't forget about the tough Villanova game they start off with.
Well, I understand that. But I'm telling you that,
those are tough.
That their season, but these are games they can win. But their season will be probably, you know, whether it's a real success or not will depend on what happens in those two games, because those are two, and isn't this what a team is trying to rise up? They want an opportunity.
Absolutely.
And these two give them that opportunity. Now, they have a newcomer, and I don't know where they're going to play him, but he's just an athlete named George Hill. And you know, Jacob, Pittsburgh has had a very good recruiting class. They're getting good players in. And give them time, they're going to be really a team to be reckoned with.
For the record, Bun Sports projects that they will lose both of those games to Penn State and on the road in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. But they'll still have a good year. We think they'll go 7-5 and make a bowl game with ease. How about the Miami Hurricanes? Mark Richt coming back home, taking over this program. This is his first year back in the saddle in Miami. They have a manageable schedule this year, and we think they're going 10-2. The only losses that we see the Miami Hurricanes incurring this year at home to North Carolina on October 15th and on the road at South Bend on October 29th at Notre Dame. Other than that, we think Miami's going 10-2 this year and is going to have a good year. Talk about the Canes.
Well, I think everything rests with their quarterback. They have a
Brad Kaya.
I'm not so sure that he is not one of the top five quarterbacks in the country. And so I think that's the key. And you know they've got a lot of good athletes, but the question is, can he put it together and how they're going to play under Mark Richt and how, you know, there's just a lot of questions about things. But I could see them performing well. I just think everything, though, is really dependent upon his quarterback. And Mark Richt is a good quarterback coach.
So far, the excitement, though, is palpable on near South Beach as they get ready for this season. And some people really like them to win the ACC Coastal. We're not quite there yet. We instead have North Carolina winning the Coastal Division.
I think Miami has been searching to see if they have any of those great players from the past that have any eligibility left that could bring them back for a year. That could make a difference.
Well, yeah, we'll see about that. North Carolina won 11 games a year ago. Larry Fedora's done a tremendous job there. He's in year five, and they roll into this season. They're bringing back seven starters on both sides of the football. They have experience at all the key positions just about, and we have except the main one, and that is quarterback. And we have them projected to go 11-1, 7-1 in ACC play. So we have them beating Miami and getting to the ACC title game to face Florida State. So Florida State, North Carolina is what we have as our ACC title game. Talk a little bit about the Tar Heels and what they face this year.
Well, first of all, I think they have one player, Elijah Hood, a running back, who is really good. And he could have a banner year this year. But I think, again, as I said a little bit ago about Pitt, I think their season, I mean, they hope to win the Coastal, but at the same time, their early non-conference schedule with Georgia and at Illinois are two big games that could put them on the map and set them in the right direction. And if they do that, Jacob, they could begin to resurrect their name as Tar Heels, and they could begin to be some real trouble for these front runners.
It'll be interesting to see this year, and the ACC, they do have that title game, which the Big 12 doesn't have, so that helps them. So my question to you now as we go forward, and again, I don't want you to give anything away about our predictions, which we haven't finalized yet for our Final Four and so forth. You'll be hearing those revealed in a couple of weeks on the BunSports.com podcast. What's the ACC's challenge, and how do they go about establishing a team in the playoff this year? You look at Florida State, Clemson, and then maybe a team out of the Coastal like a North Carolina or Miami. How do they get a team in the playoff?
Well, I think there again, it's going to have to be that either Florida State or Clemson, who, you know, the winner of that game, that they don't have any slip-up somewhere else. Because if that were to happen, it could make them really on the border. And you look at some of the teams. I mean, let me just take one of the lower teams in the conference, the Boston College. They play such good defense. I'm talking about they are really good under Steve Arduzzi. Their defense is really, really good. And Boston College's starting quarterback from last year is back. You know, he was injured, and their offense was nothing last year. But he was injured in the second or third game, and he was out for the year. And he'll be back if he's back from injury. And with that defense, that could be a dangerous spot for both Florida State and Clemson.
Florida State over North Carolina is our prediction for the ACC championship game this year. Will they make it to the playoff? You'll hear in a couple of weeks. But first, next week we have our Big Ten preview with all the talk about Harbaugh. Can the Buckeyes get back this year? What about Michigan State? They're left out of all this. There's a ton to discuss next week, so you'll want to listen to the BunSports.com podcast and read our Big Ten preview. For the ACC preview, he is the college football professor. I am Jacob Bunn. Thank you for listening.